Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement Radio. I am your host, Carol Dewey, and today we're exploring a financial shift bigger than Visa and MasterCard combined. Stablecoins are set to become the backbone of global money movement, and the implications for investors and business owners are enormous. So let's dive into today's discussion. When Bank of America launched its Bank AmeriCard experiment in 1958, few could have predicted the impact. That little piece of plastic, a novelty at the time, would go on to power trillions of dollars in transactions. The early years were shaky, the program lost millions, and skeptics dismissed it as a fad. But within a decade, credit cards had gone national, and by the 1900s or 1990s, Visa was facilitating more than $1 trillion in payments every year. What began as a niche experiment became a foundation of the global financial system. We've seen this story before. An innovation starts small, seems irrelevant, and then, almost overnight, reshapes everything. And right now, a new technology is following the same pattern. In 2024, stablecoins, blockchain-based tokens pegged to the U.S. dollar, processed $27.6 trillion in transactions, more than Visa and MasterCard combined. This isn't just a crypto story. It's a financial revolution quietly moving into the mainstream. And like credit cards in the 1960s, the shift is happening faster than most realize. So why do stablecoins matter anyway? Most cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, are volatile. Great for traders, not so great if you're buying a cup of coffee. Stablecoins fix that. Each coin is backed one-to-one by cash or U.S. treasuries. The goal is simple. One coin equals $1. That stability makes them practical. But the real breakthrough is how they move. Unlike bank wires or credit card settlements, stablecoins transfer instantly. They're cheap. They're available 24/7. Sending money across the globe is as easy as sending an email. That combination, stability plus speed, explains why transaction volume has exploded. Yet until recently, adoption stalled at the edges. The reason? A lack of clear rules. So what's the green light moment happening now? Well, for years, corporations and banks have known stablecoins were faster and cheaper. They also knew regulators were circling. Without clarity, they stayed away. That changed a couple of months ago. The Genius Act, signed into law in July, and the Clarity Act, now moving through the Senate, provide the long-awaited framework. It may sound technical, but in finance, regulation is credibility. When banks know the rules, who oversees what standards must be met, they engage. The expectation is that by late 2025 or early 2026, the Clarity Act will pass. When it does, the floodgates open. Stablecoins move from crypto backwaters into boardrooms, payroll departments, and global supply chains. The market opportunity could be as much as $55 trillion in payments. Let's start with cross-border payments. Today, about 190 trillion moves across borders each year. Most of it processed through SWIFT, a system designed in the 1970s. It's slow, expensive, and riddled with friction. Stablecoins are the opposite, instant, cheap, and borderless. Bloomberg projects that by 2030, 25% of cross-border payments could flow through stablecoins, a $55 trillion annual market. Once adoption starts, it won't stop there. Payroll, e-commerce, point-of-sale transactions, all are ripe for disruption. Business owners who've struggled with high merchant fees or international transfer delays will be early beneficiaries. Think of it as upgrading from a fax machine to fiber optic internet. Once you experience it, you'll never go back. So what are the ways to invest in the stablecoin boom? The beauty of this trend is that you don't have to own a single stablecoin to benefit. The ecosystem creates opportunities across multiple layers. There are the issuers like Circle and Tether that mint the coins. Their revenues grow as circulation expands. Payment rails like Ethereum, Solana, Avalanche, and Stellar process the transactions and collect fees. DeFi platforms use stablecoins as their backbone. More adoptions means more lending, borrowing, and trading volume. Interoperability protocols bridge assets across blockchains, becoming essential financial plumbing. Wallets and apps control the user experience, capturing sticky customers and transaction fees. Rather than betting on a single winner, investors can view this as an entire stack scaling in lockstep. Much like the early days of the internet when infrastructure, browsers, and apps all grew together. So why should business owners be paying attention? For business owners, this isn't about chasing the next hot crypto. It's about lowering costs, speeding up payments, and accessing global markets. Imagine paying international contractors instantly with pennies and fees. Imagine reducing merchant processing costs that eat into margins. Imagine offering customers frictionless digital native payments. Stablecoins aren't just an investment theme. They're an operational upgrade that could give small and mid-sized businesses the kind of efficiency once reserved for the Fortune 500 companies. And then we have the AI connection, where physical meets financial. Here's where it gets even more interesting. The rise of stablecoins is about money moving faster and more efficiently, but simultaneously, we're seeing a second revolution, the rise of physical AI. Robots. They're stepping out of the cloud and into the real world. Amazon's warehouses now run with over 1 million robots. Tesla's rolling out humanoid prototypes. AI-driven machines are arriving in factories, farms, and delivery networks. Analysts project a $20 trillion wave of physical AI adoption in the coming decade. Just as stablecoins are reshaping financial plumbing, robots are reshaping physical infrastructure. Put it together, these trends point to one reality. We're living through a massive rewiring of how both money and work flow through the global economy. Investors who grasp the scale and position early could see life-changing outcomes. The bottom line? Stablecoins may sound boring compared to Bitcoin's price swings or flashy AI headlines, but boring is often where the power lies. The U.S. dollar is boring, yet it underpins the global economy. Stablecoins combine the stability of the dollar with the speed of the internet. They're on the verge of becoming the backbone of money movement, thanks to regulatory clarity. And as adoption accelerates, the opportunities for investors and business owners alike are enormous. Credit cards took decades to reach $1 trillion in payments. Stablecoins have already surpassed Visa and MasterCard combined, and they're just getting started. The question is not if adoption happens, it's how fast. Well, that's it for today's live session. Stablecoins aren't just for crypto traders anymore. They're fast, cheap, and here to stay. Thanks for listening to Navigating Abundant Retirement Radio. Stablecoins may sound technical, but they represent one of the most powerful opportunities of the decade. To learn how these shifts might impact your retirement or business strategy, visit perpetualwealthfinancial.com or call our office at 877-434-6243. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next week, I will see you again then.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.